go out there, man? Day one, reps one, how'd it work?
It was great. I mean, it was great to be on the field, you know, do individuals and just, you know, get to know the team, get to, you know, show them what I got and just be part of this brotherhood.
How much did you get out there? How much did they hold you out?
I just did indies. I mean, like I said, go take it slow and just, you know, progress. I mean, get 1% better every day. And my fault. Get to get 1% better every day.
Is it possible for someone like you to take it easy?
I'm just trying to go out there and, you know, go as hard as possible. I mean, like I said, I played with the shoulder for 2 years. But like I said, you got to take it slow. I mean, I don't want any setbacks. So for me, it's just about going out there and just going as hard as I can every day.
How much were you able to do with the shoulder today? It looked like you were doing a little bit of jabbing.
I did all of indies. Yeah. They kept me out of teams, but like I said, I did everything individual.
Yeah. And when did you know that you'd get a chance to even do that?
Met with the doctor last week. Met with the coaches, and like I said, they told me we was going to take it slow and just, you know, slowly progressing, man. Like I said, I went out there and did the best I can do.
How's that process going to work? Are you going to test it like you did today and then see how it feels tomorrow?
I'm going to keep doing indies, stick with the process. Whatever the coaches want me to do, I'll do it.
How did it feel today?
It felt good. It felt great. I mean, like I said, it felt great to be out there with the team and just get back to football. I mean, like I said, my last game was November. We got our ass beat, but it's just good. It's good to be back. I mean, it's good to be back to football.
Can you talk about just the conditioning aspect of things and how you kept that up and, you know, where you were working out to make sure you got, you know, tip-top shape?
I've been here. Like, once UCLA was over, which is June 15th, I flew out. June 15th, and been working hard. I mean, you know, Monday through Friday, just in the weight room, outside doing drills, just doing everything I can do to get back on the field and help this team win.
Anybody in particular you were working out with?
Just the rehab guy, the coaches in general, the rehab, that's the strength coaches and all that.
Not one of your teammates.
No, sir.
You ever had this big a crowd to watch you practice before?
Nah. This was so different, but I mean, it's still football at the end of the day. All I can do is just go out there and do my best.
Usually stuff is flying at guys pretty quick. A lot of play stuff, a lot of practice stuff. How is the adjustment going for you?
The speed of everything? It's going pretty good. Like, at the end of the day, it's still football. I mean, I feel like some guys just overcomplicate things, like line up on the grass, play football. I mean, it's really simple. But like I said, I understand I'm a rookie. I mean, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to do good things. But I'm just trying to go out there and just improve every day and, like I said, help this team win. Man, it's hot.
It seemed like Coach Reed was working with you a lot today, kind of coaching you up. What was he teaching you there on the sideline?
He was teaching me some techniques and just tell me, like, man, you're a rookie, you're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's everybody made mistakes. Don't put all these expectations on yourself. I mean, that's where you mess up at. For me, it's just all about just going hard and just, you know, just showing effort. I mean, like I said, I'm not out there doing team, but in indies, just go as hard as I can go. And, man, just compete.
How did Coach Young evaluate you? Say it again. Evaluation
that Coach Young gave you after practice. He felt like it was pretty good. I mean, you can always get better, and that's what I'm trying to do. Like I said, I stayed after practice, worked on a few things. I feel like I need to work on and just continue to get better. I mean, just continue to get better.
You were saying the coaches were saying, hey, don't put so much on yourself. Don't put too much expectations. Did you put expectations on yourself before you got here?
I mean, I feel like everybody got goals on like what they want to do, but. For me, it's simple. Get my shoulder right whenever I'm on the field, compete as hard as I can, and then everything else will fall in place. I mean, I'm not about to go out there and say I'm going to have 15 sacks this season, lead the league, and tackle for – no, I'm not. I mean, I just want to go out there, go as hard as I can.
Tony, doing those bag drills, hitting it, how did it feel on the
shoulder? It felt great. Shoulder's fine. Like I said, just, you know, taking it day by day.
Last question.
Tech, do you really miss your dog?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. I miss Codeine. I mean, but he's in good hands. I mean, he with the fam, so he will take care of him. But, like, once camp is over, man, me and him will have a good date, a great date.